There's a lot of talk now about how much we are encouraging our kids and raising our kids to be confident.
Right. We've talked about that many times on podcasts, that this whole idea of participation trophies and giving them compliments and telling them how wonderful they are and what a good job they're doing, mm-hmm. whether they deserve it or not.
Right.
The idea was that you, and I think this started about back in the 70s, I think, sometime in the 70s, that we began to give kids participation trophies. I don't remember, you and I never had that when we were in sports. But sometime in the late 70s, I think this trend began. And the idea was that you build children's self-confidence, that competition was ruining self-confidence, so you build it by telling children, constantly feeding their egos, telling how wonderful they are.
And it's interesting because as there were those very interesting stats that came out, and it's been a number of years ago that they came out, that showed that even though in the United States, education, students in the United States performed more poorly on these national standards and international competitions,
tests.
That even though we performed lower than a lot of other countries, the one area that we were certainly number one in was in the area of confidence.
Right. Our students scored themselves higher on confidence, but they scored lower on achievement.
Right.
You know, they felt that they were better than they were.
Right. And so that's why this article was so interesting.
Right.
Because it's entitled "Why Kids Lack Confidence."
Right.
And it kind of smacks against a lot of that, because we know that a lot of kids have actually too much confidence. But Tim Elmore, he kind of presents it in a very interesting way here.
Right. And that's where it begins, with his son. Mm-hmm. And his son said he wanted to build a website or an app or something. And his father said, "Well, yeah, go, you know, jump right in and do it." And the boy said, "No, I can't." When he asked him why, he said, "Because I don't have the confidence. Mm-hmm. I don't have the confidence to do it." And what struck his dad was, what he was saying was, I'm afraid I might mess up.
Right.
There's a FOMO, he calls it FOMO, fear of messing up.
Yeah.
That what children have is a fear of making a mistake. Mm-hmm. And from that point of view, then he launches into this this article about, well, wait a minute, if we're giving our kids all these all the support and self-confidence boosting messages, why do they lack confidence?
Right. Yeah. So yes. Again, it's it kind of came across very interesting, because he talks about two types of confidence.
Right. He said that's right. That's what he's saying. Is it? They lack confidence, but he said there are two kinds of confidence.
Right. Right. And what I you mentioned, I guess it would be pronounced FOMO.
FOMO.
Because we've talked about YOLO, you only live once. We talked about FOMO, which is fear of missing out.
Right.
And now here's FOMU, F-O-M-U, fear of messing up.
Right.
And that fear of messing up is where we're not teaching confidence.
That's right. That's I think he's put his finger on it when he says this is the mistake we're making.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's two types of confidence, as Elmore points out here. One is the type of confidence of, you know, I can do what I want to do. I can be who I want to be. It's this. As we're getting into it, what it feels like is a very empty confidence.
It is, because it's parents telling children they're wonderful, they're fabulous, they can do anything they want to do, the world is your oyster, all you have to do is, you know, and you give kids this feeling of can, whether the children are or not, they continually get this message.
And we've talked about this many times before, because it's the phenomenon of, you know, kids have these expectations for themselves, or hold these expectations for themselves based upon what the parents have sort of drilled into them throughout their life. And so you have the students who are not good at math and science. They don't understand biology and chemistry at all in high school, but yet they are absolutely confident that they're going to go to medical school.
They're going to go to medical, right.
And you don't even like science.
Right.
Why are you going to go to medical school? Well, because, you know, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
And the other thing that the other mistake he feels that parents make is that they're constantly rescuing their children
right.
and paving the way. There's a term for that, that parents pave the way for their children. Children never feel the consequences of forgetting homework. They never feel the consequences of failing a test. They never feel the consequences of doing poorly. The parents are always rescuing, right. making sure that they get an A on mm-hmm. every assignment. And that the kids never have this opportunity
right.
to feel that they have earned something. The right. parents are always there rescuing them. And so it gives them an empty confidence, a confidence that's not really theirs. Mm-hmm. You know, we say that to parents very often, is that, no, even, let's say your child does succeed. If it's not her success, then it's meaningless.
Right.
It's an empty success. It right. doesn't do anything for you.
Right.
Because in the end, the child knows that he couldn't have done it without his parents.
Right.
And that's what he's talking about in this first kind of confidence. It's a false, empty confidence.
Absolutely. And yes, it feels very empty. There's mm-hmm. there's no substance to it at all.
Right.
Because then you get to the second type of confidence, which is, and this is the type of confidence mm-hmm. that they're lacking, and that is the ability to overcome adversity, the ability to, you know, survive after failure.
That's right. To be able to handle your own failures.
Right.
You know, you screwed up. Now what do you do? Okay. And that's a confidence that, by golly, I did the work for this test. I studied. I organized myself. And that's how you learn how to do things. And that's how you learn how to become confident.
Right.
The real confidence.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this is where the whole idea of it, from what we've talked about before, the whole idea of grit and
right. character, you
know, and those kinds right. of things come from that persistence to overcome adversity and to overcome shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, where our kids are failing to meet the grade as it relates to confidence.
Right. And he uses as an example a story that he had heard by a gentleman by the name of Boyd Vardy, B-O-Y-D, Boyd Vardy. He was raised in Africa. His, mm-hmm. his parents had an animal refuge, wild mm-hmm. animal refuge. And what Vardy said is that if our parents had shielded us, sheltered us,
right.
we wouldn't have been able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have had the skills to manage in that environment,
right.
because it was a dangerous environment, mm-hmm. and we had to learn lessons quickly and early, and had our parents shielded us from all that, we wouldn't have been prepared to live there.
Right.
And he talks about the Maasai mm-hmm. Shepherd,
mm-hmm.
who at 8 years of age was out in yeah. with nobody around. There were no yeah. adults around. You say, well, he wouldn't have been kidnapped. No, but there were wild animals all over the place,
right.
you know, and he was out there by himself, 8 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And it we wouldn't think about.
We wouldn't even let our kids play out in the front yard by themselves.
No, they're not allowed to be outside alone, you mm-hmm. know, even in their own yard. I think you'd have, my son has two young children. He's just starting a family. And he said, he lets his son play out in the front yard in their neighborhood. And the grandmother will come over and express her concern. And he said, there have been studies done that he said, it would take 40,000 years or something for a son to be kidnapped based on all the right. actual, but yeah, we don't let our kids go out and play by themselves.
Yeah.
You know, but if they're Maasai, they can go at 8 and yeah. handle wild animals.
Yeah.
You know, so, but he said, those are the kinds of experiences that we should be giving our children
right.
the opportunity to fail so that they develop the confidence they can do it. And that comes from failure, not from success.
Right. Yeah. So it's a great article, and it's from Psychology Today. And so we have the link posted in the show notes.
Yeah. I would read this one if you're raising children.
Yeah.
Children or teens.
Right.
It goes well into the teenage years.
Or even as a teacher, if you don't have your own children, if you're working with kids in any capacity, this is a great article because it does focus on that important characteristic, that important need of confidence. Again, not egotistical, empty confidence, but confidence to be able to overcome adversity and, you know, bounce back if you come short.
That's right. It comes from accomplishing things on your own. You can go to adults with questions and to seek advice. But the adult shouldn't be there to rescue you.
Right.
You know, you should be doing these things yourself. I mean, all of us have experienced that. But it comes from accomplishing things on your own.
Right.
That's where real confidence comes from.
Yeah.
And we're doing just, many of us are doing just the opposite.
Right. And it's interesting that we're talking about it over the weekend. You and I had lots, several conversations about some of the same stuff where, you know, in our work, there are times when, you know, we're working and things don't quite work out the way that you want them to work out, or you're not quite, you know, you don't get the contract that you're going for. You don't get the, you know, the accolade that you're looking for. But you keep going.
You fix it. You learn how to fix it. You learn how to do things. And that, you know, we talk about schools building students, you know, doing, and schools are, this would be a wonderful opportunity for teachers to work with students who do fail assignments, to take all the pressure off getting an A and say, no, this is really good for you to have these kinds of experiences and to encourage parents to encourage their children. It's during the elementary and middle school years that kids should have the opportunity to fail. I think it should be built into the system. Students will enter graduate school and their goal is to get all A's. You know, I want to get a 4.0. I want to get all A's in graduate school. That's a false goal to me. You come there to learn things. It doesn't matter what your grades are.
Absolutely.
Okay. Come to learn, come to do the work, and you're going to fall short. Otherwise, you're always going to play it safe. Okay. And playing it safe isn't going to get you where you want to go.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.